New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
We have all had times in our lives where we have not been certain, and it can make us very nervous. And before I jump into this topic, I should mention, hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host, Andrea, is away today, and I am so bummed because she would love this. So the fantastic Tama Keeves, who's going to join us in a moment, is going to have to come back when Andrea's here because her book, Thriving Through Uncertainty, Moving Beyond Fear of the Unknown and Making Change Work for You, she's also the author of Inspired and Unstoppable, is right up Naturally Savvy Alley's. You are all going to love this woman. I'm so excited. Tama, welcome to the show.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, your book is wonderful. And trust, I get 4 to 6 books a week, and I grabbed your book, and I didn't put it down until I was done. It just spoke to me, and I think it speaks to so many people because so often we are so afraid to make changes, or we're leading this life that doesn't feel like ours. And I mean, you grew up as an Orthodox Jew. You were a lawyer who went to Harvard, and you were like, you know what? This isn't working for me. So I'm going to let you tell us more about that, and we'll jump into your book.
You know, I guess it's just that I know that people, you know, are afraid to live the life of their dreams, and the only thing that's stopping them is because of that fear of uncertainty. And, you know, to your point, that's like, that was my story, is that, you know, I knew I wanted to be a writer. That was my dream when I was young. But I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, to an Orthodox Jewish family, and, you know, they said, you're going to write? You're going to starve. Yeah. You know, and that was basically
I'm
it.
I'm Jewish. I get it.
You get it. And it was basically this voice of what we think of as practicality, what we think of as good judgment. And what I'm telling people now is I oftentimes think it's a voice of fear. But I didn't know that then, and I went off to law school, and I graduated with honors, and I was on partnership track of a major law firm. And I was so unhappy. It just felt so empty because I just kept thinking, oh, my God, there's got to be something else. There's got to be something more. And thank God a friend said to me, you know, think about it. If you've been this successful doing something you don't even love, what could you do with what you love? And that's really what opened my mind. And that's how I began my whole journey. I walked out of a law career without a plan, without a map, without resources, but just believing there's got to be a reason that this inner voice is speaking to me. There's got to be a reason I love these other things. And so that's began my whole journey. And that's why I've written book after book about helping people really listen to the trajectory of their inner brilliance, because it's there. There's a path already inside you, and I want to help people find it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love when you write, when you let go of your plan, you open to a powerful path, the path of being led. It's the end of emptiness. It's the beginning of your true life, the one of following your inspired instincts instead of your fear, which we've already been touching on. And you also go on to talk about uncertainty. You say, where is uncertainty creating discomfort for you, making you feel small or making you play small in your life? That's where you're getting fooled. You're letting the circumstances of your life define who you are. Holy cow, I think so many of us do that. And that's what gets us stuck, right? That fear.
Constantly,
right?
You know, it's that we look around at the circumstances and we think, well, who am I? I can't do it. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have this education. Yeah. Or, you know, in my current life, my husband doesn't even love me or respect me or whatever it is. We look around at the circumstances in front of us and we let the circumstances define us. And what I want to help you do is to know that there is this love and this extraordinary power in you that can change any circumstance. Don't look at the circumstance and decide who you are. You're here to change that circumstance, to shift that circumstance, to make a difference. And it's the reason you're being called, or that inner instinct is whispering to you that you want something else. And, you know, again, it doesn't have to be a career change, and it doesn't mean that you have to walk out of a job or walk out of a marriage. It could just be a tiny little shift. But again, there is that brilliance inside you that will guide you every step of the way if you listen.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we need to tune in and listen. There's too many negative thoughts. You know, when I got into health media, I'll make a long story short, I was getting my master's in public health. I'd worked in the health field already for about 15 years in different capacities, and I wanted to have that education behind me with the MPH, and I studied health ed and health media And I just loved it. And so when I finished, I volunteered at a community TV station for a year. And then I went to a local station and they had like a movie review show and a business show. And I thought they need a health show. So I bugged the station once a month for 6 months. Just, hey, I got an idea. And finally, he, you know, watched my, this is going back to the '90s. He watched my videotapes with the, you know, the crappy curtains and the plastic plants. And he saw that there was talent. And I had so many people saying, oh, come on, you know, who are you? Like you were on community TV.
Exactly.
You think someone's going to take that crap seriously, which, by the way, I love community TV, but you know, no, I'm not coming from ABC or network or whatever, but he saw the passion and I was good at what I did. And that's, you know, here we are this many years later and I'm doing a bunch of cool stuff.
And you followed an inner instinct. You could
that's
have
true.
Just said,
yes,
oh, well, that's stupid.
True.
Or you could have looked around and said, well, obviously there is no health show and there are no health things, so they're not going to do that. Instead of, oh my God, they don't have a health show. They need one. Right? You know, so.
Yeah. Well, I did the same thing when I got into radio, too. Sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, there was no health show that hired me. I created a health show, and I shopped it around,
exactly.
And the station picked it up, and then it, yeah, but no one was like, oh, here's a job as a health educator on in media. There really aren't that many.
And that's the thing, that most people are dealing with uncertainty because they're looking around at their circumstances, and they're thinking the world is against them, or there are no opportunities, or it doesn't work like that. And each of us has, I believe, an intelligence and a resourcefulness within us that you're here to make a difference. You're here to share that idea. You're here to share that creativity. To your point, that was exactly the same thing for me. When I left law, I wrote a book, you know, I wrote my first book, This Time I Dance, for 12 years without a publisher, an agent, a contract, anything, just following that inner instinct and of course, doubting it all the way, thinking, well, maybe I am a crazy person, you know, like maybe this isn't an inner instinct, maybe this is a delusion and you're a nut, you know, and you're fighting those inner voices constantly. But I spent 12 years writing that book. I self-published it initially because I had an inner instinct to do that, which again was scary. And 4 months after it, I literally got an email out of the blue that said, your fairy godmother has arrived. And it was an email from a vice president of marketing and publicity for Random House. And she been in a career transition and somehow found my first book and wrote, this is the best book I have ever read on finding your calling. I want to get it to a major New York house. And the rest is history. She got it to the publisher I dreamed of. They published a book. They bought my second book. They bought the third book. And they've just put out Thriving Through Uncertainty. Had I not followed that inner voice all the way, even though it was scary all the way, if I had not followed it, I would not be living the life I'm living. I would not be able to now help thousands and thousands of other people follow what's inside them, which excites the heck out of me.
Well, that's why I loved your book. I was like, oh my gosh, this woman's great. She needs to like come over and hang out and we can drink tea and talk about life because you have such a
relatability.
Yes. And you have, although I was raised Reform, but still, I'm still Jewish, but it was, you know, there's just so many things. And one of the things that's hard is there have been times that I wanted to give up where I'm like, you know, this is hard. It's hard to make a living doing what I'm doing. And I just don't know. But then I just kept at it and then things would happen. And then I got this part and then I got this offer. And then I was found by the CEO of AIM Media, which is why I'm doing a couple other podcasts. She said, I was waiting for the right person before I, you know, put something into this. And they do a bunch of magazines. But long story short, though, I mean, I think it was just a few weeks before I'm like, you know, I'll keep doing Naturally Savvy. I love it. But all the other stuff, maybe I should just get a 9-to-5, you know, just be easier and give up. And
other people would
keep
tell
going,
you,
though. Go ahead. Yes.
Right. And other people would tell you, yeah, you should take that safe choice, get the 9-to-5, give up on this nonsense, give up on this pipe dream.
Yeah.
And again, those of us who have an instinct, and this instinct could be about a health situation too, about a certain way you want to go down, not just, you know, it doesn't have to be just career. It could be an instinct about your relationship or how to parent your child. Again, each of us has original, creative, extraordinary genius in us, and that's why this world is amazing, and we're meant to listen to it. And I always wonder, you know, what would have happened had you not listened to that voice, or if I had not listened. And one of the things that has kept me going because, by the way, all my books, and particularly Thriving Through Uncertainty, is all about how do you keep going when you're scared or when you don't even know a direction. You don't even know. You're not even hearing that inner voice yet. But one of the things that's kept me going sometimes when I'm really scared or I'm thinking I'm going to fail is I've heard an inner voice that literally just said, you know, as much as I'm terrified of failure, I'm terrified, oh, you wasted your time, you're a moron, you shouldn't have done that. I'm more afraid of regret.
Oh, yes.
You know, I always had this like crazy inner fantasy that at the end of my life there would be all these beings in white robes and they would show me everything my life was meant to be. And they were showing me, you know, here you are. You were meant to write these books that affected tens of thousands of people. And here was the editor you were going to meet. And here was the thing you were going to happen. But you didn't choose it, you know. We didn't know why. We thought you knew what you were supposed to do. We thought when you were throwing up on Sunday nights, hating that job, we thought that was a clue. You know, we thought you'd get the idea that that wasn't the right path. But no, you pursued. You know, and so I just had this idea that there'd be this crazy fantasy of that my life really was supposed to work out the way that I dreamed, but I hadn't tried it, and I couldn't live with that. And so I'm still terrified of failure. I always will be. I'm still going to have my fears, and that's basically what I teach you in Thriving Through Uncertainty. We still have our fears, but we learn how to go forward anyway and how to show up anyway and how to stir the powers anyway.
You know, in the book you write, uncertainty is your superpower. Break that down for us a little bit.
Uncertainty is your superpower because, you know, you get to the place where all of a sudden you can't do the same stuff you've always done. It's not working. And it's terrifying, right? You know, like you used to be able to do it. You know, like I used to be able to push myself to practice law, whether I liked it or not, and suddenly I couldn't. Suddenly it wasn't working. And so all of a sudden, all your tried and true answers aren't working. You can't motivate yourself. Uncertainty is your superpower because you're going to stop going from your head, your mind. You're just, you know, well, you should do this, and this is what's practical, and that's what makes sense, and this is what you're meant to do, and this is culturally the conditioning. And you're going to finally be led. When you're uncertain, you're going to finally give up in a certain way, or you're going to finally start listening to things you might not have listened to. Maybe you're going to open an alternative book. You know, for me, I had no interest whatsoever in New Thought or self-help or spirituality. I was very closed-minded. I was very skeptical. When I was scared enough, when I was really scared, it was like, okay, give me those books. Give me anything. Give me anything that makes me feel okay. And so uncertainty is your superpower because it makes you stop listening to your stupid certainty of that's never going to work and this isn't going to happen.
Oh,
and you're going to start listening to a voice that's always been inside you that's going to guide you every single step of this way in an extraordinary way and create results you could never have created from your mind.
Well, it's so true. You know, I and I don't want to make this all about me, but I do have some exciting news that I wanted to share with my listeners. Well, okay, so there's a show. It's called Reversed, and it's on Discovery Life. And I was picked as part of the Dream Team to be on the show as a health educator in season 2 on Discovery Life, which is a national show. And so my dream lately has been, Tama, is to get back to health ed because I love what I do, but I miss being in person with people and to get back to television. Well, I turned 50 in August. Okay. And part of me is like, okay, Lisa, you got to let this die. Like, come on, you're 50. Now people say you look 38, whatever. I eat clean, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. You're still fit. Like, who wants a 50-year-old woman on TV? That's the negative. Right? That's the society being like, you know, maybe if you were 30, maybe if you're 25, but here I am. I was, you know, handpicked by the guy. It's his show. He's a creator. He's the host. Mm-hmm. And he saw something in me. And it's just like, I can't believe this is happening at this time in my life. Like, I would have thought, you know, I'll be doing this for a while and then eventually I'll figure out something else. But it was kind of scary to be like, well, eventually, like, I'm 50. But my point is that I stuck with it, and it's very exciting. So that's and plus it's a great show. It's
and
very
you
inspiring.
And you are just, you know, preaching to the choir with me in the sense of you keep saying that point, and it's such a valid, awesome point for people to hear. You stuck with it. It's, you know, for me, that is really, that is what this power is how do you keep showing up? Even when you don't feel like life is showing up for you, how do you keep showing up? And the one thing that I know that I keep, that I teach a lot in Thriving Through Uncertainty, and that you're saying in your story that I hear, is it's all about which voice inside yourself you listen to. You'll have the voice that says, like you said, oh, come on, you're 50 years old. Who's going to ever have you? So what if you look 38? You're going to have that negative voice that we all have that we think is being realistic. And then there's going to be another voice, if you listen to it, that says, but why not? You have this dream for a reason. It keeps coming to you. It keeps coming. You know how good it could be. You know what you could bring to it. You know what you are. And so for me, the biggest thing that people can do, the most important thing that you will ever do, is decide which voice inside yourself will you listen to. Will you listen to love, or will you listen to fear? Will you listen to your strength, your real strength, or will you listen to weakness? And the reason I wrote Thriving Through Uncertainty was because I knew that when we're uncertain in any situation, we're more vulnerable. You know, we're more scared, we're more vulnerable because we're uncertain and we don't know what we're doing. And unfortunately, that's when you tend to listen to your fear more or to weakness more. And I want to remind you that there's this other voice, this other instinct, this other knowing, this other intelligence, so much more capacities than you could ever, ever imagine. We've all scratched one-tenth of what's in us. And if we listen to that, we can have Lisa's life. We can, you know, be handpicked for a dream team and something that didn't even exist before. We can have my experience of, you know, something comes out of the blue of an email. Your fairy godmother has arrived, introducing you to the publisher you dreamed of. Things happen like that every single day, but they only happen when you listen to your instincts.
That is so true. You know, we only have a few minutes left. And one of the things, too, is that there's different times in your life where everything is just crappy. Okay, I'm just going to put it out there. You know, my daughter's on the autism spectrum. She's 13 and a half. She's doing great now, but there's still challenges every day. But her babyhood was an absolute nightmare. Like, she only slept on top of me, which was very little. I mean, I literally, like, until she was six, I basically was like, didn't leave the house, and I was depressed, and I got super skinny, and I was just not happy, and it was miserable. And if someone has said to me in that moment that your TV dream will come true, I would say, you're flipping crazy. This is going to be my life. I will never be able to leave my, this child's going to be sleeping on me until she's 35. And I think when you're in the thick of it, that's when it's really hard.
Yeah.
That's when I just wanted to, you know, and the radio actually thing came after that. When she was four, a friend of mine was like, you know, you had that idea. And I'm like, I can't, no, are you, I'm too tired. And she's like, well, there's an opening,
so,
try this station. And, but I did it anyway. Right. But it's hard when you're really at a low point. Right.
And that's why, you know, as you know, in the book, I have, many, many different exercises and many different strategies.
Oh, I love those.
What I'm trying to do is interrupt your thoughts, is interrupt that story that's saying, it's always going to be like this. Oh my God, this is my life.
Yes.
This is, you know, this moment is the way that it is. So one of the techniques that I offer is just a thought that just says, I don't know what anything means. I don't know what this means. It just interrupts that thought. When your brain is going fast, let's say, you know, you've applied to a job and they didn't get back to you, right? And your mind is starting to go, oh, see, you're never going to get it. You're nothing special. Or that hiring manager doesn't even remember you. Or you know, you're going to be a failure just like you've always been. I mean, that junky mind is going on and on and on. You know, you can interrupt your thoughts with, I don't know what this means. I don't know. Right now, it's just that they didn't get back to me. I don't know what this means. It could mean that they're thinking about me. It could mean that they're researching something. It could mean that she's out robbing a bank. I don't know what this means. You know, and so it's literally, it's just, for me, I have a very active mind, and I have to stop my mind from making up stories that are destructive. And if you stop your mind from making up those negative stories, you will hear that inspired voice that I keep talking about. You will then hear something else like, well, you know, maybe I could just send another friendly email. Or, you know, maybe it doesn't mean that, or I could apply for, I mean, anything. But again, what I'm trying to help people do is stop telling themselves those negative stories that are holding them back so that they will show up, so that they will believe it. Because to your point, it's always about showing up. It's always about, I call it beginning again. Just beginning again. Mm. Start now. I don't care if you've never done it. I don't care if you failed 10 million times. Start now. This is your life. This is your chance. It's always your chance. And the second you start now, things change. You know, you stir that energy again, you feel alive again. It literally changes your brain chemistry to do something you love, to do something you're feeling good about, you know. And so that's mostly what I'm trying to help people do, is continuously start over.
Well, Tama, I want you to come back like every month. I think you're absolutely fantastic. Andrea is going to adore you as well. I want to mention our sponsor, of course, because without them, we wouldn't be here. This sponsor this month is Kura Nutrition. They are from New Zealand. Everything is grass-fed. They've got whey. It's got probiotics, protein, prebiotics, omega-3s, minerals. And what I love is that they really are into quality. And here on Naturally Savvy, we don't take on any sponsors unless we use and believe in the product. So I highly encourage you to go to KuraNutrition.com. That's K-U-R-A Nutrition.com. And Tama, tell us all the ways we can find out about you and your fantastic book, Thriving Through Uncertainty.
Well, first of all my books right now are in any bookstore or online. But
great.
The best thing you can do, of course, is come to my website, which is TamaKeeves.com, T-A-M as in Michael, A, Keeves, K-I-E-V as in Victor, E-S.com, TamaKeeves.com. And I have a really, really great free instant practices guide that will just get you out of fear right now, will get you helpful right now. So it's on the website. You can just download that for free. I also have a newsletter that comes out once a month that keeps you inspired, keeps you ignited, because I always tell people, you know, inspiration takes practice. You get inspired, you get ignited, and then you forget it. So we are building a worldwide community of people who are daring to live in inspiration instead of fear. So I'm on Facebook every day with a quote to keep you inspired. I'm on Twitter. But the best thing you can do is, you know, get on the newsletter list or download the free instant practices guide at TamaKeeves.com. I travel all around the country. I do retreats all over the country. I have a lot of online programs. There's a million ways to stay supported, but you do need to stay supported. If you find a teacher or a resource or a coach that moves you, it's so worth it to invest in your life because, again, I'll just say that inner voice in you, it's not frivolous. It's not taking you astray. It's imperative, particularly in these times in which we're living. To me, it is the most important thing you will ever do is to listen to that inner voice in you. We need your gifts. We need your love. So I want to hear from people. I love hearing from people. If you listen to the show and want to reach out to me, again, it's TamaKeeves.com. I would love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much. And Lisa, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, you're never getting rid of me. I'm going to be on your Facebook. I want to have you back. I just think you're absolutely delightful. If people want to learn more about me and the shows here on Radio
Well, and
B,
I'm coming
you
on your new TV it, show, of course, right? Because I'm going to look 38 after I talk to you.
Yeah, it's contagious. Go, oh my God. No, you're gorgeous. I've seen you and you have such a glow. So for everything you want to learn about the shows that I do, go to itsyourhealthwithlisadavis.com. If you want to check out the show I'm going to be on Discovery Life in season 2 starting in the fall of 2018. But please watch the show, the first season. It's so moving. You can go to www.reversed, with a D, reversedyourhealth.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.